The group Wisconsin Family Action filed suit in July, challenging the constitutionality of the state's new domestic partnership registry. Getting one's name on that registry grants you the right to visit a partner in the hospital, help make end-of-life decisions, and inherit assets when a partner dies. Christopher Clark of the Lambda Legal Defense Fund has filed a brief on behalf of Fair Wisconsin, asking the state Supreme Court to reject the case.
We believe there is overwhelming evidence to prove that the voters were told in 2006 that the marriage amendment did not prevent the type of domestic partnership protections that are at issue in this case. I suspect the other side will have a different view.
And it does. Julaine Appling of Wisconsin Family Action says the language of the 2006 marriage protection amendment is clear. She says it means any legal status substantially similar to marriage is not sanctioned by the state. Appling says the state's new registry clearly violates that provision of the amendment.
And in fact, you have to pay the same for the certificate for the domestic partnership registry as you do for a marriage license. They've taken the means by which you enter into the legal status of marriage and just lifted it and applied it to this domestic partnership registry.
So far, the state's high court has not agreed to hear the suit, and Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen has declined to defend against it if the court does accept it. Governor Doyle appointed Madison attorney Lester Pines for that task. He's the same lawyer who's challenging the legitimacy of the marriage amendment itself. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.